92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Republicans went berserk when Bud Light introduced the world to trans influencer Dylan Mulvaney with what was supposed to be a unifying advertising campaign. They launched a national boycott of Bud Light, but with a twist of irony, because many of them have been buying Bud Light to make videos of them blasting it into pieces with their big guns, which is very odd behavior. Plus, those same people don't want anyone buying beer from a company that, quote, uses the money to indoctrinate our children with their woke garbage. Nobody has any idea what any of that means, and there is no proof of where it's happening. But a guy named Seth Weathers decided he had the solution to the situation, and he pitched the idea of creating a new brew that doesn't stand for trans anything or LGBTQ equality. He would call it Ultra Right 100%, the woke-free American beer. His pitch kind of made it sound like he's comparing beer to restrooms. People know which restroom to use, now you'll know which beer is proper for you to drink. But ideas are only the first part. He needed a brewer to create it, and therein lies the problem. He thought he had a company in Illinois locked in, but then they bailed out when they learned how it was going to be advertised, and they didn't want to be associated with that. So Sam's plans for ultra-right 100% beer are on hold indefinitely.
Roll home with the Ran Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.